Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. Or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Bessie here at the Round Table. Welcome to another wonderful show. Trying to get all my little things working in one order here. Make sure that you can hear me. Good morning, and good morning. I tell you, it's a beautiful day. I always say it's a great day to be alive. You never know what God is going to allow to happen in your life today. And it always starts with, we're going to talk about that some today. But before we get started, we go to the switchboard and see if we can get Frida to give us a prayer. Good morning, Frida. How are you?
Good morning, Dr. Bessie. How are you? I'm excited this morning.
I am too, I tell you. It's been some exciting hours for the last few hours. It's, you know, just unbelievable. Well, not unbelievable. It's been expectable. Let's say it like that. We've been waiting on this moment. So would you give us a prayer this morning?
I'll be honored to. Heavenly Father, we come before you thanking you, Father, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, O Lord. We thank you, God, that you said, let everything that have breath praise ye the name of the Lord, and we give you praises today. We worship you, O God, for it's in you we live and have our being, oh God. We move in you, oh Father God. So we thank you, Lord. We welcome the Holy Spirit because we can do nothing without the precious Holy Spirit, and we just bow and we yield ourselves. We decrease that you will be increased, oh God, today on our program with mothers and daughters around the world, oh God. We thank you, God. We have a spirit of expectation this morning, oh God. We know the God that you will speak, oh God, through your daughter, oh God, Dr. Bessie Fletcher, oh Father God, that will give us a rhema word today, oh Father God, that would change and transform our lives, oh Father God, and renew our minds, oh Father God. As a man thinketh, so is he, oh God. So we shift today, oh God, and we say rise, oh God, to higher heights, and we receive everything that you have for us, oh God, that we can be able to be agents of change, to change the world, to be world changers in our communities, in our homes, oh God, in our schools, oh God, everywhere that we go, oh Father God. We thank you, Father God, for this opportunity this morning, oh God, in Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Peter. Thank
Hallelujah.
You. Yeah. Wow. Thank you. That's wonderful. I'll get back with you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Today, I'll tell you, it's been an awesome week. It's been an awesome weekend. It's just God has just been moving in a mighty way. But before I get in and go any farther, I have to go to Cynthia this morning and speak to her. Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning, Dr. Fletcher. How are you?
I am fine. The question is, how are you?
I am absolutely wonderful. I just thank God that I'm here to be on this line this morning. Unexplained episodes are very scary, thank God they didn't find anything. And, well, you know, thank God they didn't find anything, but the episode wasn't normal. So, of course, I have to do some follow-up. They sent me home last night from the hospital. All is well. I'm here, and I thank God for that, and thank God for you ladies. I miss you ladies. I'm so disappointed that I'm not there with you in the retreat and workshop. So, but all is well. Thank you so much for your prayers and your love, and I just thank you ladies so much, because I know that you guys have prayed for me, and I just thank you guys so very much.
Oh, you're welcome. I tell you, when you told me what happened, I was paralyzed. Everything else just kind of went to the side. I was like, God. And for the audience, can we give a little more detail? Because I know they're probably thinking, what in the world are they talking about?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, we are having our retreat audience. We are, most of the ladies are in North Carolina this morning having our retreat planning the conference for March. And I was supposed to be on that flight yesterday morning. And on Thursday, attacked by the enemy, and we have to say we were attacked by the enemy when sickness and disease come and unexplained situations with your health. And so I was at work, and I started having all kind of episodes going on with chest pain and dizziness, and just had to be carried out by ambulance because it would not pass. And I thought it was going to pass. I was like, I'm going to be all right. I started praying, but of course they insist that they call 911, and so they carried me out. They admitted me and told me I was not going anywhere. So, of course, I was fighting it for a little while, but you never know why God allowing something to happen. So you just go with the flow and just know that God is in control and everything else will be all right no matter what. Everything is in God's hands. So just kept it moving and just complied and said, okay, I got it. I'm not going on this trip. I got it. But all is well, and I am here on the phone with you guys this morning, and I just thank God for his mercy. How about that?
Yeah. Because, you know, what really comes straight quickly into your face and the vision, see, we never know. That's why time is so precious. Don't waste any time. You just don't know. But, see, God has got work for you to do. And even though the enemy tried to attack you, he cannot succeed because there is a work for us to do. And so amazing. Go ahead.
And I just said amen.
Oh, I thought you were giving it to yourself. And, you know, audience, I'm going to tell you, this is how I know that we're on track with God and what he's asking us to do at this moment. There are women that is coming from all over the U.S., and the enemy tried to attack everybody. Everybody. It's amazing. But, you know, I can say, no, we are going to move on. And as long as I've been doing Mothers and Daughters and as many programs we've had, every last one of them have been attacked in some way, shape, or form. But this particular meeting, I never thought about the enemy wanting to attack this meeting. And God showed me, oh, of course he wants to attack this meeting, because this is where I have summoned women to come together for the whole purpose of this being of Mothers and Daughters and what we are going to be doing and going out throughout the world. Of course he wants to attack you. Everybody was attacked. I'm talking about everybody was attacked. And they said, okay, I'm pressing my way anyway. I'm coming anyway. People buying tickets the last day to come in. And so I'm thinking, okay, Lord, he didn't attack my daughter. But then a couple of days before,
the meeting, she says, Mama, she says, my back is out. I don't know what's wrong with my back. And I'm thinking, what's wrong with your back? She said, I don't know what's wrong with my back. I'm having such back pain. Didn't dawn on me he was attacking Angie. And so as she called me and said, Friday morning, Mom, I'm in the doctor's office. And I thought, oh, my God. And the Lord said, there he goes. He's attacking Angie. We pray. Then I'm getting ready to go to the school to look at the classroom and make sure things are in place. And just as I was walking out the door, it was as if someone took a knife and stabbed me right under my hip, in that hip bone. And I thought, oh, no, you don't. No, you don't. You angry? No, you don't. And I'm telling you, I had to press my way to walk. And so I called Angie. I said, Angie, I need you to pray with me. I said, this is ridiculous. I need you to pray with me. We prayed, and here we are. You know, I'm asking God, please help me to deal with this. So I'm moving on and praying, and I'm like, no, you don't. You cannot enter into my leg. I don't give you permission. You know, we got to talk. We got to say the words of God. God says, you know, I'm healed. So I'm going through this. And in the meantime, Frida was on her way driving. So I thought, I dare not say anything to her. I don't want her to have anything on her mind. So when she called me and says, how's it going? I said, oh, you know, everything's good. Just come on, you know. And I didn't want to put anything in her spirit. And she came in, and I thought, well, Frida came in, and, okay, she wasn't attacked. And the time she got here good, the person that was keeping her dog called and said her dog went into seizures.
Oh,
I'm like, Lord, what's going on? Okay, so that was a moment. I had to really talk to people and get that squared away. I'm thinking, okay, we're good. You know, we're good. So to say all of that, he did not win. He did not win. We had the meeting, and God fixed it in such a way. He knew that it was going to happen. Satan was trying to stop it. The best meeting ever. And instead of having just the core group of women that were coming in, God set it up. And the Periscope system that we had in place, Dr. Bailey, when we got into the meeting, Dr. Bailey was going to talk about what she does with the mission arms for our ministry. And that's Dr. Patricia Bailey. You all can look her up. We are doing missions with her, and she has gone, I think, to 139 different countries, and she's been doing it for 39 years. That's actually, that's her ministry mission. And when she came in, well, I'm going to be real with you guys out there today. I'm just going to tell you. I was doing fine, and I was processing and saying, God, you know, help me with this, because Satan is trying to stop us, and I just, you know, I need you to help us, and I was praying, and all of a sudden I came out of the building, and as I was leaving the building, one of the young ladies, she looked at me, and she gave me a hug, and you know how it is, boy, when you got something on your mind, you want to cry, and then the devil said, you need to cry, I said, I will not cry, he said, you're going to cry, I said, I will not cry, and I was fighting that, and Ivani saw me, and Ivani hugged me, and when she hugged me, I started crying, and I don't know why I was crying, and only stood there with me for a moment, and so I said, she said, you just looked like you needed a hug. And I thought, until she touched me, I was fine. And so I went through that. And then all of a sudden, one of the other young ladies, you know, that came out, she said, how you doing? And she's the baby of the group. She's 18. And she said, how you doing? And she was looking at me. And I said, I'm fine. And I don't know why I was crying. It was just, and I was crying. And then Dr. Bailey said, oh, no. She said, come on in here. And she took me into the office. And she said, it's okay to cry. She said, because I can share with you, I just had a crying spell. I said, it's okay. By the time I got through my boo-hoo, boo-hoo, hoo-hoo, I said, okay, Lord, I'm good. So I said, that's, you got to get yourself together. Now, you cannot allow Satan to attack you. And so I got myself together, And I went to the bathroom, got myself together, and then the Lord told Dr. Bailey to put her out there. And we went on Periscope. That's why I was trying to get everybody to get on. And I'm telling you, we had people from Africa. We had London. We have Australia. We had over 400 and some people at our conference.
Good job.
And last night, we had Periscope again. It's recorded, and I'm going to put it up so everybody can see it. But people were healed. People were talking. And we went global, and that's what the enemy did not want. He knew that was going to happen, and people are calling and wanting us to come to their churches and their communities, and I had emails to answer today. It just turned into something that you would not believe. She said, we're going to beat him at his own game. And last night we had fireside at the fireplace, we were drinking tea, and we had a session on Periscope. Periscope is a live recording, and that's one of the things that we were going to introduce after this session. But I was a little bit reluctant about it because, you know, you just don't get on there without getting prepared, and I wanted to be prepared. And I was so busy thinking about, you know, what am I going to look like, and every time I go on, I got to, you know, do all this stuff to get dressed and ready. And it was about, what are you going to do, you. Until Dr. Bailey's sister said to me, she said, you know, I think I'm a little nervous about going on there. I mean, you're live all over the world and just pushing a button. And I said, I think I'm a little nervous. And she said, you know, when I get like that, she said, I think of one thing. I don't want to get to heaven and see this big screen with my life on it and see that because I was so into me that I all these people went to hell because I didn't do what God asked me to do to help them. Boy, that put me in check. So that should be a lesson out there for anybody out there. Just think, if we don't do what God asked us to do, we could be helping someone to go to hell. Because we're here, the only reason we're here is to allow God to work through our body, to speak to other people, to help other people. I mean, there's no other purpose for you. The only purpose is to serve. In order for God to serve, he's got to use a body. And that was the essence of our program. I was telling them, I said, God said to go and round up all the mothers. Round them up. Bring them together. It's a renewing of the mind. You said, how do you renew the mind? You renew the mind by allowing God to go into your body. See, these bodies are ours temporarily. That spirit inside is the spirit of God, and he wants to speak. He wants to say something. He wants to help his children, but he can't. He can't come on this earth. Even though he's God and he created it, he would go against everything that he said. So he has to use us. We don't have a choice. We do have a choice to make yes or no. But if you're serving God and you're a Christian, you don't have a choice. You're supposed to release your body and say, God, here am I. Use me. And mean it. So when I said that, that's exactly what he's doing. But the enemy will try everything he can to stop you from saying that. He's going to make you busy. He's going to talk all kinds of things into your ears, and your intra conversations are going to be flooded with this, that, and the other. Anything but to keep your mind on God and what he wants you to do. So when you look at your body today, when you go in the mirror and you look yourself in the eye, you just know that that's something that you feel inside of that body. You feel it. It's in there. That's God. He's looking at you. Are you going to allow me to use you to help save my people? Are you going to help me save another mother and daughter from going to hell? Are you going to allow me to save you from going to hell? Let's get deep with it like that. So your bodies are not your own. They belong to God. They're for his purpose. And to prove that, He gave you a demonstration. He said, they don't understand that I created them for my pleasure. I had Mark, Luke, John, Matthew to write it down. Philip, put it in a book. Give them the recipe. Let them know how much I love them. But I can do nothing into the world unless it is spoken. That's why he spoke to the prophets and said, tell them. And once the prophet spoke the word created an atmosphere within the atmosphere. And once that atmosphere was created, then God could do what? He could watch over his word. He could perform his word. Because the word will not go void. So I want you to get a good understanding of what we're doing with mothers and daughters. Mothers and daughters, this is no joke. The enemy wants you to think I'm crazy. The enemy wants you to think, oh, that's just Dr. Bessie. The enemy thought that about Noel and the ark, too. You know, he had the people fooled. Don't pay him no attention. He's crazy. But I'm telling you right now, mothers and daughters, this is a warning. It is time, and the time is now. God needs you to help him. He needs you to get outside of your own thinking and come to him and let him have a conversation with you. God, what is it that I can do for you? How can I help you? Because when it's all said and done, you got to go before God. And Jesus is the only one that's going to usher you there. And if you don't do right now, and you say, Lord, Lord, he says, get thee behind me because I don't know you. I don't know you. You spent your time serving Satan. Because if you're not doing God, you're doing Satan. In order not to do Satan, you got to fight the good fight of faith. And what is the good fight of faith? You got to fight to believe that Mark 11:22 is have faith in God is true. You got to fight to believe that because the enemy is going to throw all kinds of things your way. He's going to try to get you to think, oh, that's not real. Oh, she don't know what she's talking about. Oh, God don't need you. Well, if he didn't need you, why would he create you? Just think for a moment. Just stop and think for a moment. God created you because he needs you to do his will. He can't do it without you. The laborers are few. That means only a few people submit themselves totally to God. But the harvest is great. There's a lot of people out here that need you to help them. You've been on this radio program with me for years. You've heard the call of God. And you get on Saturday after Saturday, and Lord knows I appreciate it. Because it takes you to help me help God. I can't do it by myself. But God is saying, this was the weekend. God is he spoke, and he said, I need you to gather them up. We came together. I thought it was about the March conference. In my mind, everything was prepared. But God came from a whole different angle. He wants you to know the demonstration that he used with Jesus Christ, that was a combination recipe of his words, his thought, his vision, and his reality. And I know you heard me say that many a times, and I've been saying it for years, and he placed it in my spirit in 1992. And I've been saying it and doing it and working everything around that in my teachings. And yet, every time he comes back with a new revelation to take me to a different level on those same few words, showed me. I came through Jesus. He said, I had to demonstrate it from a visual because, you know, have faith in God, believe you receive. See, those are spiritual aspects of God. Those are things you can't see. But we as humans, we want tangible things. When we see it, we believe it. why Joseph said to his brothers, they said, Daddy won't believe that you are alive. Daddy won't believe it. He lined up 10 donkey asses, as they call them. Gold, silver, silk, you name it, flour. He knew the famine was coming. He loaded them down. He said, take this to him. And when he see it, he will believe. So that was a demonstration that God used just to show you, when you see Jesus, you will believe. And even at that, the enemy will say, he's not who he say he is. That's just Joseph and Mary's boy. Because he didn't want you to believe. Because if you don't believe, you can't have. He knows if you ever get into the mode of believing that you're going to be blessed and that you're going to receive your inheritance, God is not a man that will lie. And he says you have the inheritance of Abraham. And Abraham was rich in all areas, health, wealth, spiritually, and that's your inheritance. The enemy is to kill, to destroy, and to steal your inheritance. And your inheritance is your wealth, your health, and your spiritual growth. He said in John 3:2, beloved above all things, I wish that you, what? Have good health, that you prosper, even as your soul prosper, above all things. Now, that's your inheritance. Now, how can the devil steal that from you? Through your mind. He takes your words, and he replaces them with his words. And then that creates another thought and creates another vision on your mind's eye, and then all of a sudden you're living in a world that he created, not the world God created. And God is saying, I came through Jesus to show you how it works. I came through Jesus to show you that you could say something and it would manifest. You could lay your hands on somebody, or you could just speak the word and say you heal and you're healed. But the enemy wants to say, how can that be? And only one can really manifest this today and recreate the enactment of Jesus. I'm not saying men can't, but it's mother. And you know why it's mother? God said, because from me to the mother, no one touches that spirit. It goes directly from God into the woman's belly. You are the direct link to God. And every man, woman, I'll say male and female, are born through that mother. That mother is the first contact. God sends it directly from his spirit directly into your womb, and it's up to you. It's whatever you say or do that will set the temperament for that child. That's why he's calling mothers, because he know he put inside of you the nurturing aspects of the child. He knows that every child that's on this earth came through a mother. He knows that that child is going to respond to the mother. He knows that the mother is connected to him, a direct connection. A child cannot come into this world without a mother. And there's only two things that we have on this earth that everybody has experienced. And that's the intro conversation, because God is going to talk to you through that. He's going to tell you, even when you do something wrong, you say, something told me not to do that. That's God speaking to you. People say, Dr. Fletcher, you always talking about God talking to you. Why is God talking to you? I had a lady say to me, well, you know, God talked to you, but God don't talk to me. You know, that was a weird question in me. I said, he talks to you. You just don't listen. Everybody has an intro conversation. And God's always talking to you. He created you to have conversation with him. He created you to spend your day with him. He created you to enjoy the joy of his pleasure and his thought. But you made a choice. You're not listening. So let's say he's speaking to you. He don't love me any better than he loves you. But the more time you spend with him, the better you can understand him when he's speaking, the clearer you can hear his voice. Do I always listen and do the right thing all the time? No, because I am fighting the fight of good faith too. We all have to do that. because the enemy is always going to come back and try to steal that seed when God plant a seed in your mind, when God tell you to go and do. He said, well, you can't do that. Look at Esther. God told Esther through the prophet to go to the king. And the enemy said, you can't do that. No, you just can't walk up into the king palace without being invited. They'll cut your head off. And just as she received the word, she spoke to her uncle. And she said, I can't do that. I can't just walk up into the palace. He said, yes, God said you must go. It took her a while. God spoke to Mary. He said, you're going to have a baby. The angel came speaking the word of God. See, God can do nothing until the word is spoken. That's why he needs you. I'm saying this because God is telling me to tell you I cannot do it without you mothers. Go round up every mother and daughter that you know and tell them this today. God needs you to help. And Mary said, how will that be when I know no man? How would that be? Because Satan said to her, you can't have a baby without a man. That's impossible. But the angel spoke, and God spoke through the angel. He had to have something to speak through. He's got to have a unit, a body. He said, but you are chosen. God has favor on you. You will have a baby. You will be conceived from the Holy Ghost, and you will call this child Emmanuel. And when she got an understanding of those words, she saw the vision. She heard the word. She had the thought. She saw the vision, and she said, huh, be it unto me. She had faith, and immediately she conceived. See, God can't do it until you make a decision. Be it unto me. So this is a mandate today, and you hear it in my voice, and I know you do, because it's in my spirit. The enemy tried to stop it, but we have opened a platform that reaching mothers and daughters around the world. I've been on this radio program 6 years now. We've celebrated, I forgot to even tell you guys, on the 10th of December, we went to 6 years. This ain't 5.5 all year, or went all half of the season, but we went 6 years talking to mothers and daughters around the world through the internet. But now we can talk live to mothers and daughters. They can see me live. That's a part of the program that we're introducing. But that's not the whole gist of it. The whole, when you hear the program that God has put together, that's why the enemy is attacking. And I'm telling you, to connect your mind very closely to God, because God wants to use you to help mothers and daughters help heal the family. Each of you have a ministry. It's not just mother and daughter ministry. We came together. Every individual have their own ministry, and their ministry for women. And we come together under the umbrella of mothers and daughters to share our ministry, to share what God has placed in our heart. So you're not coming to do anything for Dr. Bessie. That's the first thing I want you to know. You're not doing anything for me except for uniting. We're uniting together in spirit. But you're doing what God has placed on your heart to do. There's a group of people out there just for you. Just for you. And nobody can do for them like you can do for them, because they were assigned to you. But we want to break this generational curse under this umbrella. And the generational curse is women, is that women cannot work together. That's a curse. It's a curse in the mind. It's a thought. It's a word that created a thought, and a thought created a vision. Oh, we just can't work together. Or she wants to be the lead. I'm not the lead. I'm just facilitating. That's just a part of my assignment. And I made up my mind, I'm going to do my assignment. And I'm subtracting any distractions that keep me from doing my assignment. Jesus gave us the recipe and the sample to go by. Sometimes you have to eliminate in order to get where you need to go. Doesn't mean you don't love a person, because we have to work out of love. But you got to stay focused, and you can't allow the enemy to come in with anything that will distract you, because that's his game plan. It's a tight rope, a narrow path to be on. There are many of us, but only a few are chosen. And you are one of those that are chosen, if you say yes. God's just waiting on you. Everybody's saying they're waiting on God. I'm waiting on God. When Jesus coming? Everything is done. It was finished from the beginning of the time. And God is waiting on you. He's waiting on you to say, yes, God, I'm willing. You know, take the challenge and say, you know, wonder what that would be like, just to say, you know what, God, I'm just going to commit myself to you. Because that's what I did. I said, you know, God said, try me. Try me. This is not what I wrote down in my notes this morning to speak to you about. And even with the Holy Spirit giving me my topic, I haven't told you the topic, mothers and daughters, what's on your mind? And he gave me some information I jot down, but yet it's still about mothers and daughters, what's on your mind. But see, when the Holy Spirit is leading, he's going to go the way he wants to go. And the whole issue to the enemy getting so angry was because I totally submit. I said, God, you know what? You said prove you. You said your word will not go void. I have not done total submission. I've always wanted to have an opinion. I always wanted to say, you know, well, maybe we could do it this way, even when you're telling me to do it another. But I said, you know what? And I told you guys, this has been months ago. I said, I don't have an opinion. I'm just going to do whatever you tell me to do. I don't even know what's happening the next second. So why would I have an opinion about something that God is doing when you don't even know what God is doing? Can you think about that? You got an opinion about something that you really don't know. That's the enemy. Making you think you know something. That's why he said, trust me, have faith in me. That's why we walk by faith and not by sight. Because if you can see it, you will believe it. But if you can't see it and you believe it, then you have faith in God. And God will get his work done, and his purpose for you being here will be fulfilled. Like I said on the Periscope, God created mother. But God selected your daughter. You didn't select your daughter, and your mother didn't select you. God selected you for your mother and your daughter for you. Your son for you. Mary didn't select Jesus. Jesus didn't select Mary. God decided, you're the one. I'm going to suit up, coming through you, and I got to show my children their purpose. I got to show them the power and authority that they have. I got to show them that I created them to have fun, to live a joyful life in this Garden of Eden. Because, see, I think somewhere along the line, people think we in another world. This is the same Garden of Eden. Adam and Eve walked the same land. There's no new creation. We're still in the garden. The garden just had been developed into houses and roads and structures. That's why Jesus said, these things I do in this time, but even greater things you'll do. The greater things is the expansion of your mind, the creativity. Now we have the internet. Now we can send a fax. We can send an email in the same instance. Those are the greater things. They wasn't doing that during Jesus' time. And even greater things that our grandchildren will do from this time. But we have got to prepare their mind to receive receive the even greater thing. And mothers, if we don't come together and if we don't make these things happen, they won't be. God is depending on you. Even the U.S. Marine says, we are looking only for a few good men. And that's the way I look at it. Jesus said, you know, I want you to go into all of the world and preach the good news, the gospel. Let them know, what is the gospel? It's the extension of Jesus Christ. It's the work. In order to go into the all of the world, that's an extension of Jesus Christ. That's why we're here. That's why we're here, to help save. God has put a lot into you. Think about it. God has put a lot into you. You know a lot. You've been sitting under good studies. You have pastors that have taught you well, but you have not ventured out. You have not ventured out. You're staying on the sideline. You're keeping it safe. But he says what? And I hope I say it right. If not, you get the gist of it. Those who have information and knowledge, a lot is required from you. The sin is to have the information and do nothing with it. To have the understanding and do nothing with it. And I said, don't help Satan fight God. To have the information and not go out and teach it to the world is a sin to me. A sin is simply not doing what you know God has required you to do. So you think about that. You think about how much you know. And when you see people, you say, you know, well, they don't know this, that, and the other. Oh, no, because they've not been exposed to what you know. You're running over with good news. You're running over with knowledge. But the enemy wants you to think you don't have a college degree. You're not smart enough. Well, you don't like to talk in front of people. Well, Moses didn't want to talk in front of people. Think of that. Moses was a stutterer. Moses couldn't hardly talk. He said, God, I can't go out in front of people. I can't talk. He said, send Aaron. Aaron is an orator. He knows how to make a word sing. Aaron is all of that. Send Aaron and I'll just go with him. And God said, no. Don't you think if God wanted Moses to speak clearly, he would have just said, and it would have been. No, I want you just the way you are. And that's what God is saying to you mothers and daughters out there. I want you just the way you are. I want you just the way you are. You own drugs, I want you. If you're sneaking, hiding, creeping, I want you. If you're lying, if you're backstabbing, I want you. If you're praising me every day, I want you. If you don't know which way you're going, and I think I might be going this way, I should be going that way, I'm so confused, Lord, I want you. Because once you receive Jesus Christ, your whole life is going to change. And all things become new. That's why he says, I want you, mother and daughter. So no matter where you are, all things are possible if you believe. You make a decision, and your life is going to be so much better. Is it going to be easy? No, you're going to be attacked. Now, see, God didn't tell you, didn't lead you like a cattle into a slaughtering pen. He didn't do that. He made it very clear to you. Jesus said, now you're going to do as I've done, but persecution come with it. So, I mean, you don't be surprised. That's why when these things was happening this weekend, I was angry with Satan. I was mad. But God reminded me, the territory you're going in, persecution will come. But you have the victory. I'm with you. Just know you're going to be victorious. And once I got my cry out, and once I said, Bessie, get it together. You get it together. I went down to the bathroom, wiped my face, put on some fresh makeup, because I didn't know I was going on an instrument that was going to put me in front of the world. We were in there for a meeting in a classroom. But with all that being said, we got to be ready. Because if you say, God, you can use me, you don't know how he's going to come. You don't know when, and where, but you do know that he's going to show up in all that you do, because all that you do, he's within you, and he's the one that's going to speak when you release yourself to him. So when I got myself together, he said, now I can do what I need to do. Let's go. And I said, and the Spirit said to me, it's over. And the pain left my body and has not returned. Last night we were coming home, a group of ladies after we went to Dr. Bailey's house for coming home, and I said, you know what? I said, I have not had that pain since this morning. But in my mind, if I had really just submitted to that pain and accepted it, I guarantee you I'd have it today. But I said, no, you don't. No, you don't. I do not give you permission to enter into my body. The enemy cannot go past your will. The enemy cannot go past your words, because your words have power and authority. Jesus said, it is written. And God said what? Through Jesus, I've given you power and authority, dominion over all things. And all things mean Satan. You have to speak to him. You have to use the word on him. That's your weapon. And from then, you can do the work of God. That's the word he told me to share with you today. I hope I didn't miss something that would cause you to miss the understanding of the word. But take it before the Lord and he'll clarify it for you. Bottom line is, time is up. Time is up. We've got to do what God is asking us to do, because he said this world is out of order. Our children are shooting each other, people walking in rooms in theaters and killing. Why? Because what? They're overloaded in their mind. They have too many conversations going on in their head. They're confused. And when you get in a confused state, that's when the enemy will get you. He will take you out, because you're not thinking from the perspective of God and what he told you, that you have power and authority. You can stop the enemy in any aspect of your life right now simply by saying, in the name of Jesus. And God said what? He will flee from you. Okay? Anybody want to share with us this morning? Click 1, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on what went through your mind as I was speaking this morning. Good morning, Cynthia. I'm back to you. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much. You know, Dr. Fletcher, the night, Wednesday night before this incident happened with me, I went to church with my son, and the sermon was more or less of what you were talking about with, you know, God is going to charge us because we are his ambassadors, and it's so amazing that this organization, we are called mother-daughter ambassadors. And so God has mandated us to go. God has mandated us to move where he would have us to move and when he would have us to go. And I said to my son, because I was contemplating, still trying to get away on to get on that plane. I was just contemplating how to get there. And, you know, and the enemy is mad. He's mad that we are doing despite what he has attempted to do. And I told you, we're doing this anyway. If we have one person or 10, we are doing this. And absolutely, you had to allow yourself to feel what you're feeling. See, sometimes we as Christians, we think it's a weakness, or we think we've given in if we allow ourselves to feel. And the one thing I discovered just doing this little process, that we must allow ourselves to feel in order that we can get past the moment so we can get ourselves together, if you will, so we can do what God has told us to do. Yeah, we do get frustrated. I think about Jesus in the garden, where it was like great drops of blood, where he as the sweat from his brow and the tears that he cried. And so it's okay that you cried because you were disappointed. And God said, "Come to me as a little child." And I, when I think about that, allowing yourself to feel, that's what I see. I see us saying, "Daddy, I'm so disappointed, but it's okay. I'm still going to do what you will have me to do despite how I'm feeling." And so, you know, I just got past it, and I said, "God, you know what? Nothing happens unless you allow it," and that I do know. I don't know what it was all about, but I do know that you're still in charge and I'm still okay and it's still going on despite the fact that I'm not there. It is still going on. So all is well. You know, and it's all about balance. We got to learn to allow ourselves to feel, and my body has taken some hits over the last couple of years, and I have physical therapists telling me, all because I don't allow myself to feel, that my body is taking a hit. And you have what's called, he explained it as a rain, as acid rain. When you don't allow yourself, because tears are cleansing, and when you don't allow yourself to have those moments, it builds up in your body because you don't let it out. So it's okay that you cry, because I got to learn to allow myself, as disappointed as I was, I did want to cry, but I never allowed myself to go there. So I'm glad somebody had the sense to go there, because, you know, we've been planning this, and we were so excited about this, but you're still doing it, and that's the message here. And all of your tears and all of your fears and all of your frustrations, still move on.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, and at the time I was crying, I couldn't figure out, why are you crying? I know I was worried about you because, you know, for you to just drop like that and be in the hospital, it threw me back, you know, because,
absolutely,
you know, you've been there with me for so long, and we've walked this thing out, and it just, all of a sudden, and then you wasn't going to be here, and I looked back, and I just said, you know what? And God was like, I'm still here. Jesus is still here. The Holy Spirit. And that's why when I come on the radio on Saturday mornings, you know, when I used to worry about who's going to be on there, anybody be on there, I don't even look at the switchboard because I don't want to get that in my head. And God said, just always know there'll be four of us at all. You will never be alone. Don't worry about nobody else. Okay, well, I got a few more callers here. Let me catch them. God bless you. I'll talk back
Thank
with you today.
You.
I am so glad that everything is going well. We thought about you yesterday, and I know you texted me and said, just go ahead, and we'll talk on Saturday mornings, and that's why I didn't really bother you yesterday. I didn't know if you were still in the hospital or not, but I thank God. We put up prayers for you. Everybody was praying, and God is good. So I'll talk back to you later. All right, love you.
Okay, I love you guys, and I'm sorry I'm not there with you all.
That's all right. We're going to put you on Skype later on today, okay?
Okay, sounds good. And I
that's
did get into
that's not
Periscope.
Periscope.
I just signed up, so I'll be on.
Okay, all right then. I'll call you back.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. See, that's why we plan and God plans. You see, we cannot determine what God's going to do. But thank God, you know, God didn't allow Satan to take her out. That's the good news. And there's always good news. That's what we're going around doing, sharing the good news. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Dr. Betsy. I am blessed to have you in my life. Thank God for this beautiful, beautiful day. As you said, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will be glad and rejoice in it. How are you?
I am wonderful.
Amen. Well, this is Ivani, and I wanted to let Cynthia know that she says she's sorry she's not here, but she may not be here physically, but she is here. She is here with us, and we are keeping her in our prayers.
Yes, spiritually.
Amen.
You know, can't get past.
Absolutely. And I wanted to say that.
Go ahead.
I wanted to say that I had a scripture that came to me this morning. It was Job 22, verse 27, where it says, you will make your prayer to him, and he will hear you. And that's God, that he will always hear our prayer. And the other thing is also on verse 28, where it says, you will also declare a thing, and it will be established for you. So we decree and declare these things, and God will establish them for us. It's so important, like you said, our words, to speak them and to know that God will make that come true, that he will do that for us. That's so important. Thank you. Thank you for letting us know of that.
Oh, thank you. And to the audience, this is Ivani. This is the one that saw the hug, saw me and said that you needed a hug, and that just opened
yes.
up. But I'm glad you did, because it cleansed me and opened up, and then I got myself together. We moved on, and we have had a beautiful,
Amen.
Beautiful week. It has been awesome. Thank you. I love you.
I love you,
thank
Dr. Betsy. Thank you. Have a blessed day.
Thank you. Same to you, hon. This is awesome. Let me get the next call. I'm coming to you. Just bear with me, everybody.
Dr. Betsy.
Good morning. Good morning.
Dr. Green here. Dr. Green here.
Yes, how are you?
Dr. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yes. I thank you for sharing. I'm here. I am here, and I'm just saying, my God, my spirit is there with you guys. Got up on time, and I said, Lord, indeed, God is so real. And I just asked for continuous prayer because, you know, I'm just trying to go the way God says, you know. So I'm on the shows, and I'm just pray for me, please. Thank you very much, because I am getting there. I'm getting there, okay? And God bless you all, and thank you.
You know, I love you. I tell you, Dr. Green and I have a special relationship. And I always tell you, she makes me laugh. I love you, Dr. Green. I don't care what, you make me laugh. And I said, you know, the Lord has to have somebody to light your spirit. And you can say the thing. So when you say something, the audience may not understand it, but in my spirit, you know I know. And so that's why I wanted to say that to the audience. And they said, why is she laughing? She can say anything funny, but I know Dr. Green. And I know you're here, and I know you're fighting the fight of good faith that God is asking you to do, and you're trying to do what God is asking you to do. You are doing it. So I love you, and God bless you.
I love
okay?
you. Thank okay. you very Thank much. You. God bless you all.
Keep doing it. We all working together, and I don't think nobody's is there. I'm not there. So we're just getting on that chair in the morning, and we will keep moving and see what God has us to do. All right?
That's right. Thank you.
Don't stop. All right. Thank you, babe. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Let's see. We have, good morning, 5286. Good morning. Good morning. Okay.
Good morning, Dr. Good morning. Bexie. How you doing?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. As usual, I enjoy your morning show. This is Evangelist Cecilia from New York.
Okay.
I just say, I don't know what happened, but I've been waiting and planning for your retreat, and I'm thinking it's in March, and it happened now, so I don't know.
It is. The workshop is in March. It's happening in March.
Oh, okay. So I said I must have got something confused, and Satan must have got me too, because I was waiting for March, and now I'm hearing that it's now, but I just wish I was there with y'all too. And I did get the email, but I didn't understand the download, but now I got it. I'm going to download and see if I could catch what I missed. But I just said I've been with you, and I always enjoy, you know, your show, and I enjoy what you said today. I mean, it really touched home, and I just thank God for you, and I just hope he just keep on using you, and I see how your ministry is growing, and I thank God for that.
Yeah, you've been with me. No, we're going to be pulling on you. What we were doing is trying to organize to get the committee together so that we can bring in the leaders to do different things for the March conference. That was the whole essence of it. So, no, you have not missed it, but I understand the enemy tried to be so slick that he tries to pull one. Next week we'll be talking about. I'll go over it. So I'll catch you up one on one. Okay, we won't use
okay.
your time right now, but I will catch you up on that. And after everybody leave, we can talk on Monday.
Okay.
Thank you for being there. You've been there with 6 years, girl. With 6 years, and thank everybody. I'll talk back with you. I love you.
Love you too.
Okay. I just want to thank everybody for being with us. We're 6 years into it, and you know, I'm not. If people say, you know, Tom Joyner, I'm not Steve Harvey, I'm not Oprah, I'm none of those people that have flocks that's coming by the millions as you see it now. But God said, do not worry, they will come by the multitudes, because when you're speaking out and you're putting that word out there, it is spreading. One person is telling another, and one day we're going to wake up and mothers and daughters are going to come in by the droves, because God said, I will touch their heart. And when they hear, they will come. So I am not the recruiter. God is. Hold on, I'll be right back.
You've been listening to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. If you'd like to make a love offering to support the show, go to AskDrBessie.com and click on the donate button and show your support. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Make sure to tune in every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, better known as Dr. Bessie. See you next Saturday at 10 a.m.
Okay, before we leave, I just want to tell, I ask everybody to go to our website, mdbn.org. That's mdbn.org. We are asking mothers and daughters to order their bathrobes, and you can order them and email me at Dr. Bessie the names that you want to put on the bathrobes. We are doing a push for that as a way of doing a fundraiser to raise funds for things that we need to do for the conference. So ask as many of your friends as possible. Everybody can use a bathrobe to go on and do that, and that will allow us to earn money, or if you want to make a donation so that we can actually do what we need to do to get some of these programs up and running. All right, God bless you. You know, I don't ask you very often for anything. I try not to be led by your spirit. And then let God do the rest, all right? I love you guys. Talk to you next week. Blessed one. Just remember, God needs you. Trust him. Bye-bye.